me? And then say to him, I think it upsets you more than anything else when you upset me. But I'm not going to hold you responsible for upsetting me because it was never your job to live the perfect life so I could live happily ever after anyway. You're not born to serve me. You're born to serve you. I'm born to serve me. So I'm going to serve me and be the best example of serving me that I can be in front of you. And you serve you and be the best example that you can be in front of me to serve you. And together we'll be powerful co-creators, but you've got no problems that you can't solve and I've got no problems that I can't solve. We're all backed up by source energy. We've all got no problems. What are we all scrambling around making problems out of life when there are no problems? Say to your kids, if someone's mean to you, don't go there anymore. If someone's not nice, go someplace where there are nice people. Mm-hmm. Don't beat the drum of how ignorant or how mean or how inconsiderate someone was. All you do is draw all the ignorant, mean, inconsiderate ones out of the woodwork. They all swarm around you. When you fixate on one and let it become active in your vibration, they come from everywhere and surround you. And pretty soon you start believing that no one is there to do a good job when they're all there wanting to do a good job. They just can't buck your current, you see. Yeah. Helpful?
Yeah. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Just about, I know I do a lot of that, especially with the younger ones, because we spend a lot of time together. And then
do a lot of what?
That when you know when
a lot
they're
of what?
When they're upset because someone's being mean to them, and I say, well, you know, just don't be that way. If you don't like it when someone's rude to you, don't be rude back. Just always treat people how you want to be treated. You'll just feel better, and that's easy. I get the other question I have is with the 14-year-old, and not the whole boundary thing. And he knows a little bit about the Abraham idea, so he came up with this grand plan for computer time, which was pretty much unlimited on his part with some exceptions. And there's a part of me that says, okay, this gives him a great sense of control. It, you know, he wrote out this whole contract of if I do this, this, and this, I can spend as much time, whatever. And I'm okay with that. Where we kind of buck is with my husband, who thinks he's a very good natural athlete, and so he gets really upset when he spends all this time on the computer, and he feels like he's wasting this talent. And I don't. Is it okay to just let him? Because he'll tell me, but Mom, I'm really going downstream when I get to play on the computer. Okay.
Well, think about it. He's downstream when he's playing. His father's upstream when he's upset about it.
Yeah.
So who is applying the laws of the universe to his benefit?
Oh, the 14-year-old.
So now, what are you going to do about that? In other words, when you have two people in your life and one wants to do one thing and the other wants them to do another thing, is that upstream or downstream for you?
Well, if I get in the middle of it, I'm upstream.
Of course. So what choice do you have?
That's just it. So I guess it's really not the 14-year-old, it's the husband.
But what choice do you have? Can you make them both happy?
Well, no. Not, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Dad made some addendums to the contract, so that made him happier. But
we're speaking in the context of this. Can't, if there are two people that are close to you who are on opposing sides of something, let's say one really wants this and the other really wants the opposite of that, what choice do you have?
Only to attend to how I feel.
To stay out of it.
Yeah.
When you try to be the arbitrator, when you try to take the responsibility of law of attraction, when you try to be the arbitrator, or you become the deceptive manipulator, in other words, that's what happens to so many, where you tell the story to your son to make him feel like he really has more freedom than he does when he's still being bound, and then you tell the story to your husband to make him feel that he really doesn't have as much freedom as he really does. In other words, you get your energies all out of whack in there. So what we're getting at when we say words don't teach, life experience teaches. So what do you come around to in all of this? In other words, What does the experience of trying to please two people teach you? It's not your job to please them.
Right.
So then what thoughts about your son please you?